Chapter 3. If then you are raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever is worldly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming on the children of disobedience. You also once walked in those, when you lived in them, but now you also put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and shameful speaking out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his Creator, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all, and in all. Put on therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, gentleness, humility, and patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as the Lord forgave you, so you also do. Above all these things, walk in love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to God. Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father, through Him.